Robert F. Kennedy Jr. faced more than 3 hours of questions from senators on the Senate Finance Committee during his first confirmation hearing Wednesday. The former 2024 presidential candidate is President Donald Trump's nominee to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. Kennedy has drawn controversy since his nomination, with criticism emerging from Democrats about his false claims about vaccines and ties to anti-vaccine groups, accusations of sexual misconduct, and Republicans expressing concerns about his support for abortion rights up to birth. Kennedy also faced particular scrutiny from Senator Michael Bennett, a Democrat from Colorado, who pressed Kennedy on his prior statements about pesticides and diseases, including COVID-19 and Lyme disease. Kennedy faced some difficulties with some factual questions, including one moment where he appeared to confuse Medicare and Medicaid when Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana asked how he would handle Americans who are eligible for both programs. Most Republicans on the committee have said they would support Kennedy or asked questions suggesting they may do so, despite Republican senators previously expressing skepticism about Kennedy's stances on vaccines. Cassidy appears to be the only Republican on the committee who is still unsure. Cassidy, a doctor, chairs the Senate Health Committee and said he will withhold judgment about the nomination until after Kennedy testifies before the committee in his second confirmation hearing Thursday.